So I am here with Michael Hugerwerf.
Yes,
ma'am. Sorry. that's a tough one to say. I'll get it right this time. Hugerwerf, right?
Yeah.
You are a veteran from Davenport.
Yes.
How's your day?
It's much better now.
So it's been a couple weeks since you won. You were just telling me the story about how you found out, because the store actually called you rather than the other way around. Can you tell me about that?
Well, you want that story?
It's awesome.
My friend runs the store, and we ride motorcycles with different groups, and her husband have ridden with us many times. And it's a half a block from my house. I go there, I buy my cigarettes and my lottery tickets. And when she was notified that she had sold $1 million ticket, she went through the receipts for that day. And I had purchased my usual at about 4:30, and she saw the receipt and recognized my purchase, and then called me, got my phone number, and called me to find out if I had in fact bought that day and what the number was on the ticket, and then she about passed out, I think.
So she was crying on the phone.
She was more excited than I was. I just kind of took it in stride, and apparently, though, on the ride home from our ride was done at that point. And so we left the group and went on home. And I did release the handlebar and do a fist pump.
That's awesome.
Twice.
So you said you always just buy one ticket?
I just buy one of each of the four games.
Always an easy pick?
Yeah, always an easy pick.
Because it's easy?
Because it's easy.
Super easy.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about your numbers winning without you, right?
Right.
And
you can't win if you don't play.
You are 70. You're a Marine Corps veteran. Have you thought about what you will do with your winnings?
I've been doing a lot of thinking about that. First thing is the homestead is getting a facelift.
Okay.
And then be some investments.
And you're going to pay off your Jeep?
Well, that's part of that too, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been thinking about upgrading the house for a little while?
Yes.
What's the favorite thing that you're looking for in the house?
The garage?
Basement.
The man cave.
No, I don't really need a man cave. I would like to...
A second bathroom.
Actually have electricity in my garage.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. See? That's kind of the man cave. Okay, so who is with you today?
My three daughters.
Because you've been such a quiet,
Larry and Curly.
And a couple of your daughters have showed me the text that they replied to you with when you told them that you won. Did they believe you?
Absolutely not.
And what's the history?
I'm a bit
there?
Of a prankster.
Had you maybe, I don't know, ever given them fake lottery tickets?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was a bit of a...
How did you finally get them to believe you?
Just talked to him personally and said, yeah, no, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's real.
My jaw hit the floor.
So what have you been doing in the couple weeks since?
Accountants, lawyers, financial advisors.
That's good. That's exactly what we want people to do.
Contractors.
Oh, yes. Contractors on the house. So it's a local store. Has word started to spread?
Oh, it's all over the West End.
Yeah.
This is the world's worst kept secret.
It was kept quiet until after I lawyered up. And then it just spread like wildfire.
Well, congratulations. It's a great story. Ladies, yeah. Do you believe him now?
I believe him now.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Otherwise, this is the best prank ever.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for like Nick Cannon to bust through the wall or something.
Yikes. Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, or Ashton.
Johnny Knoxville does
Knoxville
the prank
story. Knoxville does it too.
Really, it's not,
okay.
I swear.
Gosh.